The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Today is Wednesday. Why is Wednesday? February the 10th, 2016. Have a live show for you today. Just want to apologize to everyone for not having a show yesterday. Got so far behind in so many things in a new area, and you know, just not knowing the traffic and not knowing the different, you know, just how far different things are, and got so far behind. I couldn't make it back home in time to actually do the show. So I do apologize for that. But today we do have a live show for you. But before we get into that on Wise Wednesday, you know what that means, as Brother Davis Day. I want to thank you all for supporting Black Talk Radio Network, and encourage those of you that haven't yet supported Black Talk Radio Network to do so. And those that have already, encourage you to continue to do more. Everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's so essential and so important that we do these things, because it's important for us to be able to take care of our own needs and establish our own agenda, that being this network, which is sincere in its nature and is not put on by the political, social, military, or any other agenda other than yours that is sincere of nature. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Make your monetary donations, donate your professional services, donate your time, donate anything that you can to the network so that it can continue to grow in a direction that it needs to grow in for you and people just like you. It's so many of the things that we have not supported, and they were a loss and have gone. And we do not need that with Black Talk Radio Network. It needs your assistance, because this is an agenda that is for you and put by people that are just like you and are in the same predicament by choice with you. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network so it can grow, as it has been a great blessing to you all and has offered you much. It would do the same for a lot of people within our community, so that we can devise our own agenda and go in a self-determining, sovereign way. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook, Tando Radio Show, and check out some of the articles we have posted there. And if you have any questions or comments, you can make them there. Also, check out the articles, read them, share them, like them, and comment if you would like. That's what it's there for. So, so important. So let's take a look at some of the things real quick before we get into Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. Check out what some of the things that are posted there. One second. Here we go. All right. Some of the things that are posted there. This one comes from Reuters. And this is really very, very important, what's going on in the banking sector throughout the world. No easy way out for Deutsche Bank as investors lose their faith. And let me tell you, when investors lose their faith, confidence is just like losing faith and confidence in cash. They both will lose their value and their position. So this is something that's definitely happening as we speak right now. And the counterparty risk and the moral hazard to Deutsche Bank going under, which it will, is going to have dramatic effects in everyone's lives. So check out that. Also, we have posted the Daily Beast, and this was posted after Tando Radio went off yesterday. The Western banking purge has begun. And this is the poster child let me tell you what it is all about. The Daily Beast is with the bio investor, Martin, is just one of the many farmer, and it says a-hole. So check out this article where the gentleman that put on, changed the medicines and increased it by 6,000%. And now they're starting, you know, he had went to Congress and everything else. And this is what I was calling the Western purge. It has begun. And this dude is the poster child. I'm going to tell you, next is going to come the bankers, which they've already started with Janet Yellen. They've already started with Deutsche Bank's CEO, and they're going to go to all of the major banks and start to expose their ubiquitous fraud, which they should, but they're doing it for an underlying reason. Whenever mainstream media, and they're doing this as we speak right now, by way so that they can gain your confidence when the crisis starts to hit, so that they can reposition themselves against you. And what they're going to do is they're going to have their sacrificial lambs, and you're going to see it. Some of the sacrificial lambs, I believe, is going to be the Western banking establishment, parts of choice parts and chosen parts of different industries, parts of pharmaceutical, parts of everything else. And then the ultimate sacrificial lamb will be the U.S. citizen, as having a lifestyle that they didn't deserve, nor a lifestyle that wasn't due to them. And they're also going to pass on the burdens of the collapse of the economy. They're going to place it at the overall responsibility of the everyday person here, because that's the target. So check this out. It's all unfolding as we speak. Next, we have this one comes from Reuters also. Fed Yellen cites global risk, but says U.S. should motor through. And my commentary was, system destroyed. The system destroyed. The Motor City. So I guess we should disregard that agenda. Regardless of what these people always say year after year, crisis after crisis, incident after incident, the problem is that we continue to go to the so-called authorities and those that are in place to control and manipulate and actually have a course for the agenda to destroy your prosperity and your free will. Same system, and I always say it, play by their rules, they will rule. Nothing has changed. So this is, they really hammered so-called Janet Yellen today, but they all are in on it. You may have not known, she went before Congress today in the committees, and some of the questioning was purposely done. It seemed harsh, but what is happening is that they're already talking about the collapse and the destruction of the economy and the next crisis. These are the indications letting you know that they knew it was coming, so that when it comes, they could be the ones to say, here are the solutions that are at hand, which is nothing more than a trap being once again enclosed. Next, we have from Wall Street Journal. And this one is one of the shipping companies, one of the largest shipping companies hit by the perfect storm. And this one is talking about, and this is so, so important. This shipping company is in direct correlation with the Baltic Index, which means the Baltic Dry Index, which is the indicator of movement of good globally. And this company is totally, totally falling apart by all of its what it's actually lost. It actually lost profits fell 84% from 2014, and 2015 profit was lost at 84%. This is, the goods are not traveling across the shipping ways right now, because this is a design agenda for what's coming. And if no goods are moving, or they're moving at a rate that any time that they can be shortage can be invoked, here you go with the crisis that is going to be quite disastrous, that you need to know about. So check this out. This is a clear indication of what's going on, and it tells you how important it is for you to prepare, because the goods are not moving. And at the design point in time, they're going to have it where it's apparent to you that there's nothing on the shelves or nothing of intrinsic value that you usually need and use is not going to be available. This is going to have some very drastic and dramatic effects against the common person. Next article comes from TheGuardian.com. And this one is very, very telling. Global oil glut set to be worse, says IEA, the International Energy Agency. Once again, they tell you everything. Warns that the stocks likely to rise to by 2 million barrels a day in the first quarter, despite recent price drops. And this is the significance of this. And the BP CEO, British Petroleum CEO, said that basically here was his quote. Let's see where it is. Okay, here it is. This is the important part. Who earlier this month reported the worst annual loss in company history. Everyone is losing right now because that's the plan. Is warning that storage tanks will be completely full by the end of H1. We are very bullish. This is his quote. We are very bullish for the first half of the year, Dunley said to IP Weekly conference in London Wednesday. In the second half of the year, every tank and swimming pool in the world is going to be filled with fundamentals, with oil that are fundamental to kick off. And fundamentals are going to kick it off. He added that the market will start balancing in the second half of the year, maybe, or maybe excess supply will simply be dumped onto the market once all of the swimming pools are full. If this happens, do not be surprised to see crude crash into the teens as an attempt to clear and dump excess inventory spreading like wildfire across the market. Okay, now, this is what they're telling you. This is what I read between the lines. And this is so, so telling and what we need to talk about. This to me is maybe when this happens is when the global conflict military style will kick off, because just in my opinion, before one can engage in a global war, you would need to fill all of your fuel storage places as much as possible. Because in a global war, oil will stop moving completely. And if it is moving, it will be subject to attack and subject to theft by pirates during such times. So the system must have reserves fully stored in place before they can go into any form of global war. That's my opinion. And I believe that they're telling you this, and they're doing this by diverting to you from the real reason as what they're doing, but the overall ending ramifications will be the same. This is going to cause much economic distress that leads to global wars, because they know this is coming and they are based off of margins, and they need to get assets at the lowest possible margin as they can. And that's what they're doing right now. So huge, huge article. Check that out. Next, it says, another one, basically the same line. These are the indications that validate and substantiate what's going on. Could oil dip below $1 per gallon? This is some of the indicators right now. Yes, and could you imagine what the overall economic ramifications of that would be? They would be huge, huge, huge. Listen, another major, this one comes from oilprice.com. Iran signs oil deal totally done in euros. And talked about this yesterday, yesterday, wasn't able to have the show. Listen, this is very important because you have to look at who Iran signed this oil deal with, which totally starts to deteriorate the petrodollar, the standard of living in which you live by. They signed it with France. In my commentary, knew the French would go over to the BRIC side, meaning Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and I believe you can add another I to the BRIC nations, that being Iran. They signed this deal now. They signed this deal. And now you know why Paris was flagged, false flagged, that is, because they knew that this deal was on the table. And this is why when Haaland was at the soccer match, they attached the place where he was to send a message. Something is coming on the military side very soon, in my opinion. This is huge. France, an ally of, a part of NATO, an ally, so-called ally of the United States, signed an oil deal with Iran and is signed only in euros. This is major. So these are the things that's going on and the things that you need to pay a prayer for. And I would definitely say, everyone, if you can, if you haven't joined, signed up for the membership, the $25 membership that will get you the precious metals class and get you the preparedness training and other things, so many things that we're going to bring to that overall membership group. It's just $25 a month. You can cancel at any time. If it's not performing for you, then you don't have to, you know, you can cancel your, you don't even have to cancel anything. You just stop sending payment. Very, very easy, because I don't believe in doing contracts with people. There's a service that I will provide for you. And if the service is good for you, then it will continue to be that relationship. If it's not, which it may not be for some people, you can walk away, but I doubt that you will. Some of the people that just started the Precious Metals class, definitely I know that they appreciate what they've been learning in that class. And it was some of the things was, you know, quite revealing, and they see the overall beneficial good of this already. So if you're interested in that class and being part of that membership, you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330 and to start your scheduling for the class. Now, one of the things with the class, if you'd like to find out about it, give me a call, and I can talk to you. I don't send literature. I don't have a website for this type of stuff because, the overall anonymous nature and the overall what these classes are about. I do not circulate that into the regular general population or to be advertised on, because it's not something that should be advertised on, because your overall protection and secrecy and anonymity is so important, because the less other people know about what you have and what you're doing, the better it is for you. And you would understand this once you start taking the class. So, so important. So if you need some real information about it, contact me directly, call me. And I can, definitely, but there is no literature that I send out or advertisement that I send out. And this is, I know this is unusual, but the things that we talk about in these classes and what we preparing for are for unusual times. I don't have literature because I don't want the unnecessary, unwanted, attention. And I definitely don't want to compromise you and your family with, that type of information being circulated at all. So contact me. The classes are still going on. Jump in on the membership, and I believe it will do you and your family much, much good. So, hey, today is Wise Wednesday, very important day, and we have Brother Davis in queue, and we're going to bring Brother Davis up. Very, very important, everyone, because this is all a part of what it is that we're doing and some of the things that are offered to you guys as far as the importance of it all, because believe me, things are going to drastically change in the near future, and that, as you can already see it, and you need to prepare yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually for that. So it's so, so important that we jump on to this, and Brother Davis is standing by, and we're getting ready to go to a Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, and the overall emphasis and topic of the show is where we stand. So, so true. So, Brother Davis, are you there?
Yeah, brother, I'm here and cranked.
Brother Davis, once again, thank you so much for doing what you do. The floor is all yours, and it's so timely that, you know, it is so true that where we stand, everything revolves around us, because we need to realize that we are the creators in this universe, because we create the energy that creates life now. so, so important that we understand the importance of that. And it is, like you said, where we stand, where everything comes from in these times and at these moments. So, Brother Davis, without further ado, the floor is all yours. We are all ears. Everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, I know you will have some questions. Don't just sit back and just actively listen, but actively participate, because your question can help someone else. We have to think beyond ourselves, and we have to think from a collective good. Now it wouldn't be the time to be shy and everything else. That's what the system has taught us to be, so that we won't actually grow into our full capability. So, Brother Davis, thank you so much. It's all yours, and we're anxiously waiting to hear where we stand.
Good evening, brothers and sisters, and happy Wednesday to you. Now, I say happy Wednesday because literally Wednesday is a form of measurement. It lets you know where you are in the course of your week. See, it lets you know where you stand in the course of the week. Now, what's so important about where you stand? Well, actually, when you think about it, it should value the opportunity to evaluate yourself, your environment, the situations that you are in, what you're going to do about it, and what you're not going to do about it. Where you stand allows you to say to yourself, I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to do that. It may seem to be simplistic in the way that I articulate it, but in reality, you think about where you stand in terms of the information that you received before I came on, the current event update that Dave was giving you, a multiplicity of things that you should literally consider where you stand in the realm of this. Because most of what we are given is to deceive us. You are fortunate. Your due diligence landed you here. And why do I say landed you here? Because it required something of you to even find out about Tando Radio. So you show a personal interest. And now that you come back for different shows and to obtain more information, then you begin to realize that this here information can play a vital role in your understanding of where you stand. And the reason why I keep going back to that is because we fail to realize that we are constantly being bombarded with other people's ideas, opinions, conjectures, and control. Now, some of you may think, oh, I didn't know about his control. Oh, but you are. If you have any systematic operation going on in your life that you are not in total control over, then you're under somebody's control. And listen, it's nothing to feel bad about. If you identify, then you can understand where you stand and take appropriate action to attain the position that you want to be in that circumstance. So that's why it is so important for you in every instance to evaluate. Let's take, for instance, people. You know that you've come across some friends that you, as soon as you see them, you light right up. Because, you know, it's going to be a good time of camaraderie and growth, or you two have something in common that passes through you. And therefore, when you see them, your body lights up because you know you're going to enjoy that. But then there are the others, and you know where you stand with them. You know what? Oh, here they go. What the? Every time you say, hey, man, how you doing? Did you hear? And all they're doing is laying burden on you. Now, what do I mean by laying burden on you? I'm glad you asked. You see, in the positions that we stand, we take a form in which we project to people the positive and the negative of our thought process. You may not realize this, but every time you generate a thought, you literally add energy to the atmosphere. So you've been around people and seen conversation and read what's called body language? Absolutely. So therefore, that energy that they're projecting and what they're doing allows you to attain a certain degree of personal concepts of what is going on. Now, you may be totally wrong, or you may be absolutely right. See, that's why where you stand makes a difference, because you operate from the understanding of where you stand. And in our daily lives, we find ourselves being bombarded with so much of nothing. Now, that seems simple. So much of nothing. Oh, absolutely. Turn on the TV. The news is no longer news. You go to school systems and see what they're teaching, and they're no longer really teaching. What they're doing is they're allowing your children to be fundamentally tucked into an envelope. Now, what do I mean by that? They don't want them to do anything that is independent. Think about it. Now, they study for tests. Well, they study for a particular test. But what if another test comes along that is not that test that they studied for? How do they prepare? Where do they stand in even approaching preparation? You see, we have to evaluate where we stand in many instances without giving thought to the instance, because that may not be what was on our mind when we left the door. Let me give you an example. Say you jump in your car to run down the street to the grocery store. You park your car at the grocery store. You go in and you come out, and there's a guy behind you, and he's holding it, got his hands on his head, and he's looking down, and he hits your car. See, that's an instance that you could not have preset or thought about prior, because it's called an accident. Now, because you didn't see it, you would have to assume that it was an accident. But you don't know if it was done intentional or not. That sounds strange, but you still have to evaluate where you stand. Because you might walk out there and say, oh, what happened? And you're thinking, he was, be humble and say, you know, I'm sorry, I was trying to turn into the parking spot, but it just seemed like I just made a judgment, an error. Now, that's what you might think. But then you go out there and say, oh, wow, what happened? They look at you and say, well, you parked your car wrong. But you parked your car in your stall. You see, we always have to evaluate where we stand, because our circumstances are so constantly changing. And if you don't watch out, you'll become a go along to get along, as my wife says, where you'll go along with it to get along. And what do I mean by that? Well, the guy might look at you and say, oh, well, I'm sorry about the car and everything, but I got a problem. And you say, well, what's that? Well, I don't have any insurance. Uh-oh. Now we have a dilemma here. Because now you could say, well, give me your information and I'll get an estimate and I'll contact you and we can go from there. Or you could say, well, look, give me your license and your registration and whatever insurance information that you have, and we'll exchange information. Or you could say, I've got to get a police report. Everything you say in that circumstance either elevates it or alters it to the degree that fits the need of one or the other party. Now, remember, I already talked about self and the importance of putting self first. Okay? In this circumstance, you have to evaluate where you stand, because that person who hit your car might have been your next-door neighbor, your old school teacher, a cousin. It doesn't make a difference how it alters your opinion of where you stand if it works to their position. So, now that we realize that where we stand must be given seriously consideration in every circumstance, let's look at the illumination of where we stand. Now, what do you mean by that? That means you may be put in a position that you really don't know what is going on, but you're there because of cause and effect. Now, cause and effect is operating 24/7 7 days a week, 30 from 29 to 30 days a month, 12 months out of a year. It's operating at all times. So if you make great calls, you get great effect. But not everybody makes great calls. So you may be affected by someone else. And in turn, you must be able to identify where you stand. Okay, if you have any questions, do feel free to call in after the break. We're going to go to a commercial right now, and I'll be right back.
Definitely, definitely, Brother Davis. We have someone in queue already, and we'll definitely go to them right after we come back out of the break. We're going to go. We've got three quick segments of the break, and then we'll be right back with Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. There's already, as always, a classic. So much in just this short time span has been opened up and confirmed for you, and I know it has for me. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back with Brother Davis after these three quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hello.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Now, it's seriously evaluating, where do I stand?
Brother Davis, you know you have a caller that's already in queue. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, go ahead. Bring them up.
Okay. She's one. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis here on Wise Wednesday?
Yes, what's going on? It's your man, Dr. Hawkins.
Dr. Hawkins.
Peace. You know, I just pray people can hear what Brother Davis was saying. I mean, he dropped so many jewels. And look, well, I know it's scary, but the time has come for us to admit the truth. What is the truth? How are we going to survive in this society right now? You see what's going on in Flint. All right. Flint is, as David and I talked about earlier, is not an isolated area. This has happened all over. I told y'all years ago, it's going to boil down to water.
Yep.
And now you see exactly what's happening. We don't even have a backup plan to assist tens of thousands of single mothers in Flint with children. And Black men, we got to do better than this, man. I mean, really.
I agree. And
so
you know,
true. Go ahead, Brother Davis. I'm sorry.
One of the unique things about this is that there are still, even under these circumstances, people who do not understand the magnanimity of the problem. So, literally, step by step, they're thinking there's going to be someone who comes to them as a savior, where we must be able to reach out to each other and start being each other's savior, because no one else is doing that. They demonstrated that already.
Yeah. That's true.
So true. And you know, I just want to say, Dr. Hawkins is on And Dr. Hawkins came on this show about 7-8 months ago, maybe even 9 months ago. And Dr. Hawkins said, even before any of this all came out, that water was the key, and water was where a lot of the lion's share of his work and where his emphasis was. And that's because, you know, sometimes you can see things coming, but you can't really always say what's coming, because then people will, you know, develop an ennui towards it where they really don't listen and it doesn't really matter. But see, now once your personal experience meets a crisis, then it has your full attention. And these are some of the things that we have to avoid with the great minds and the great spirits and the real ability to meet and mitigate these problems, because we're talking about human sustainability, you know, human living sustain in the physical form here, which also weighs off into our spiritual and our harmonic existence, and because we are eternal. And I tell you, what Brother Davis talks about, what Dr. Hawkins talks about, and what Dr. Hawkins is doing, this is one of the great individuals, and because of the commitment that we have, and we really need to get behind, because the greatness that we all have individually can't be brought out as easily if we are being intoxicated, if we're being poison, and if our overall harmonic energy is being smothered. And this is what this program is all about, and these individuals are all about. Doc Hawkins, you know, I can't wait. We're going to do a show with you. Everyone should be there on Friday. And Brother Davis, definitely, if you're available, chime in on that also, because it's so, so important that we do. And there's a lot of work that's going on where people can be active and proactive in these things with the right fundamental direction. And this is not something that is going to destroy you, but actually give you, as Brother David says, where you stand. And this is so, so important that these brothers are here and making these commitments that they are. And I truly applaud and appreciate you all. Don't want to take up much more of the time. And we will definitely talk to Brother Davis. You know, the floor is back to yours, Dr. Hawkins. If you want to chime in with anything with Brother Davis, definitely. It's here, and the listeners are eagerly waiting to know what it is, where they stand now, where we're going to go. And this is so, so important. So, Brother Davis, back to you. Doc Hawkins is still on the line, though.
Okay, well, first of all, for those of you who are not familiar with Dr. Hawkins, let me describe him as being one of the most fundamental thinkers of advanced technology. Now, that may appear to be a lot larger than you would imagine. Now, the reason why I say that is because what is the limit of fundamental technology? And see, the more technology or the more knowledge you get, the greater the vision. So we are fortunate to be in the company of men like this, because their perspective of a circumstances can bring solution to everybody. But we all must work to achieve what is the greater good. And we need people like that to help us decipher the greater good in the circumstance. Dr. Hawkins, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah. Well, my brother, I thank you very much for the kind words. And, you know, I want to put as much of an exclamation point as possible on this statement here. For the first time in my life, I am thoroughly afraid for the lives of Black people across the board in this country. I mean, just looking at the Flint thing, it's gotten so bad, y'all. Some of my colleagues and myself have signed non-disclosures with the mayor's office there in Flint. I've seen documents that you wouldn't believe, and I've talked to state politicians. The only thing that I can really say to you right now is that it's do or die time for Black people here in America, whether you know that or not. This whole thing that came out with Flint, y'all, this is just a beta test. It's a beta test. I mean, you know, we were told that certain members of the governor's office, certain state officials were telling individuals there in Flint, and they have the emails to prove it, by the way. And some claim that the same things were stated during phone conversations, but the citizens were basically told by the state of, by state officials that no one would come to help them, that that they are on their own. In other words, they can poison them, they can do whatever the heck they want to do to them, and nothing's going to be done. The feds aren't going to do anything. The people surely aren't going to organize and do anything, and that these people will be completely marginalized and niggerized. Now, here's the thing. You got to remember, you have 100,000 folk there in Flint. This number was given to me from a state representative, a particular state representative that's nearby. And he said that 75.6% of the people in Flint are single mother-run households. Most of them are black. 35% of the people there, of the women, the single mothers there, rather, have four children in the household. 35% of the population has four children in the household. Another 25-30% has at least three children. 2% has 20% have two children, and the remainder has one child in the house. But for the most part, this genocide, as certain state officials, as certain city council members that I have spoken with have stated, is largely affecting the black population there, mainly single mothers and the children. So again, black people, if this doesn't prove to you that we need to really test our organizational strength, I'm not sure nothing will. And if you notice, more people were paying attention to the Super Bowl in the black community than were paying attention to this whole fiasco slash scandal. I don't call it a water crisis anymore. I refer to it as a scandal because that's exactly what it is. And there are others who believe the same. Hopefully, hopefully we'll wake up soon and we really pull our resources together. But if you think about it, you know, everyone is just sending bottles of water. Everyone's sending bottles of water, but how are they supposed to bathe in that? How are they supposed to really cook in that? You know, wash clothes, you know, things of this nature. We have a real plan, a comprehensive plan, a three-phase plan, short, mid, and long-term solutions. The water tanks, purifiers, the water filters, things of this nature. We have the tools, the equipment. You know, we just need more people with us to make things happen.
Excellent. So let me ask you this here. It sounds like the state has already accepted that the citizenry will be collateral damage based on the citizen decision to destroy them. Be telling them that.
Yes, in fact, that is absolutely true. It seems to me, and proof of that would be the fact that the guy who was responsible for this whole mess, instead of being fired or even what I would call for jailed, he was turned over to the Detroit school system and given the job there over the Detroit school system. So it's not enough that he messed up the water supply and poisoned 100,000 folk, but then they took the same guy a couple months later and put him over the entire school district in Detroit. And I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is better than any novel that you could possibly write.
Well, is this the same guy who literally turned down the Senate in reference to coming to a hearing there that he couldn't make it for one reason or another?
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Now, I wanted to say that so people could understand the magnitude of power here, because we have a sitting governor that appointed someone who put the whole citizens tree of a city on a course of destruction and seen that as acceptable even after he got the information, knowing that that was going to be the result of the decision, as if that was a part of a greater plan. What is your opinion about that?
Well, one thing I can tell you for absolute certainty is that we've seen documents, some of my colleagues and I, we've seen documents that came from, let's just say, the horse's mouth there in Flint. One of the main people there that you see on TV that shows without a shadow of a doubt that not only did Snyder and the former mayor know of the situation, but the situation was predicted about a year before the water switch was even made. They knew what the outcome was. We've seen the documents. And some of these documents are coming out in the lawsuit that the people have against the government there. But they absolutely knew. You know, we've seen the proof of that.
This is more than enough to think about when it comes to understanding the position that every individual is in reference to where they stand. But if you were in a situation to advise someone that at this particular time, this could be going on in their own backyard and they not know it, what do you suggest they do as a citizenry? Should they try to get their water samples checked, or should they just build small groups and fan out in reference to other communities to expand the opinion of the concept of doing something as a solution in this circumstance? Because really, this is popping up all over the place.
Yeah. You know, I would advocate both. You know, as David and I discussed earlier, when you look at the totality of this situation in sequence, for example, one of the first glaring facts that stands out is that you have an EPA limit or so-called limit on lead exposure. All right. Now, anytime you get up to 8 parts per billion, that's when there is a cause for concern as far as the federal government is concerned. Right. Now, a lady contacted me, I would say about 5 days ago, and with the video that she made, and she had about 10 different types of bottled water that a particular movie star / rapper donated to the city of Flint. And she had a little tester. She had a little lead tester right there. She tested that water, most of the water that's in the bottled water, the bottled water that you and I trust, perhaps, most of these waters were tainted and contaminated with lead, and they were being shipped from all over the country. So this is the water that normally sits on your grocery store shelf. All right, this water is contaminated as well. So if the people don't know much about water and purification and things of this nature, I would strongly advocate pulling your resources together, getting with people who are just as serious as you are about cleaning up your water, and invest in your own infrastructure. In fact, build a sub infrastructure if you wish. That way you can take care of your own community, or at least have a backup plan when the system goes awry, or when people decide that, heck, you know, gentrification is a bit too slow, so we're going to just poison you off, you know, and get you out of the picture that much. So, I mean, and if you don't do that, at least invest in black businesses that actually own the technology to do exactly what you know that needs to be done as far as purifying our water, and go from there.
You know, let me add something real quick, Brother Davis, Dr. Hawkins, and it's so important, because this is, as you start to see, this is no, these are no coincidence. In order for this all to happen. This has to be, we're really looking at a well-organized and fundamentally sound and agendized agenda. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just a conspiracy agenda here. And we can mitigate those things with some of the technology from some of the great minds that we have within our reach as we speak right now. You know, if you're thinking about purifying your water at home, as Dr. Hawkins said, get with the like-minded people around you because their water is contaminated also. And we really need to support and we really need to get behind the individuals that do those type of things well. And Dr. Hawkins, you do those things and you have a fundamental plan for purifying water that works. And it's not just a filter because it looks like a filter. It's actually a filter that can actually do what it's necessary and go beyond and above and beyond what's needed because there are so many things that are in the water that you don't know about and can be put into the water at any time. So it's not just something, you don't just need a filter that can filter out one thing. You need a filter that can actually filter out multiple things. And there is that technology. And if you really think about it, we're looking at the ability to go from a class zero society to a class one society. And that is going to take the clear scientific mind and the clear scientific expertise and excellence that's within our community itself, because we are the fundamental builders of everything. And Dr. Hawkins, this is something that you do. And we talked about this from your very first time coming onto the show. And now people are starting to see the importance and the significance of it. And this needs to really be hammered home so it can the momentum can reach out to everyone, because this is about a infrastructure that is in such decline that it's not just Flint, as Brother David said, it's not just Flint. We're talking about global events where, with if you look at some of the illnesses, why we have the heavy metals concentrations in our bodies, the toxins in our body, because we don't have living water. And there are those individuals, you being primarily one of the ones that I know and I believe to be the individuals that have the ability to bring living water to our living being cells, because they've given us so many synthetic things. And Doc, you need to, you know, we're going to talk about this on Friday, but this is something that we really need to get out to the people, because this crisis is more than a crisis. It is actually the demarcation point has been set for extinction. We're talking about extinction level events here. And because this cumulative effect over this destroys us completely, and it's not just our community, it's all of the living communities at hand. And I know we don't want to go too much into some of the things because some of the things are protected, but the technology is there, and we have to support the individuals that have that technology. And you know, there's opportunities that our people can get behind you on this, and we will. And we're going to bring that to us. And Doc, just tell us, as Brother David said, and just in your own description that is, you know, in your own protective description so that our people understand, how big is this water problem and who does it really affect and how deep is this?
Well, it goes so deep that in order to really grasp the enormity of it, we have to consider such concepts as terraforming, in addition to gentrification, to even scratch the surface of what's happening here. It's strange to me that for the most part, Flint's a prime example. Most of the people there are black women. Okay, the whole city for the most part is black women. I've talked to medical doctors from Flint, surgeons, other scientists, business owners, single moms, you name it. And they've all said the same thing. You know, that this has been going on for well over 2 years in one way, shape, or form. Before this whole thing came out with the lead, you know, they had bacteria and viruses in the water, you know, 3 years ago. That was swept under the rug. So it's almost as if there is some type of, some people believe that there is some type of slow kill policy in place. And that policy is being beta tested within the community, within communities that are basically defenseless. Communities right. where there are no men around to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, this stinks to high heaven. Or you know, why are you doing this to our children? Or, you know, anything of that nature. Now, you got to understand something, too. I think this will help people understand more than anything. And like David pointed out, there is no conspiracy theory here. Right? There is fact and fact only. Now, I was told in private conversation about 2 weeks ago. Now, I found out that the gentleman meant well. He really meant well, even though at the time I didn't know how to take it. But he, and this is a state representative, by the way, he says to me in front of witnesses that, listen, I'm on your website right now, and we see the tools that you have. You know, we looked up the patents, we see everything. A bit of advice, a bit of caution. You should take us with you, you know, being the politicians. You should take us with you there in Flint, and we'll help you, assemble whatever you need to assemble in terms of personnel, plumbers, or whatnot. We can get General Motors involved. We can get other people involved to actually help you and supply what you need to get things done. Because if you don't use us to come in there with you, if you don't allow us to come in with you, the state may trump up some charges against you because you would be embarrassing the state. Here right. it is, you know, it's been over 2 years and they haven't fixed the problem. And a guy like you come, you know, just out of the blue with these filters and these purifiers and you clean up this mess, a lot of people will be embarrassed and they will trump up charges on you. Well, several conversations and emails later, he was, you know, I see that he was spot on. He was, you know, he was telling the truth, and you would be surprised how many people there in Flint who traveled to Flint from out of state who were being harassed, you know, who were being stopped by the police, frisked. I mean, just flat out followed and bullied and the whole nine. So in order for them to do this type of thing, in order for you to see this level of tyranny and oppression out in the open right now, they don't care if you film them or not. They do this right now, you know, and it's because they feel that the people are so far gone, that they're so far, just docile. I mean, that they're just so boot licorice, for lack of a better term, that they can do whatever the heck they want. I mean, imagine state officials telling you, a person that pays taxes and a person who has had absolutely zero say so in what types of water filtration technology would, you know, should be used in your community when it is you who was actually paying for the water treatment facility, so electricity, the water, you know, the filtration, everything. You're the one, the tax dollars are paying for the water filtration system, and we have absolutely no say in the type of filtration methods used. I find that very, very strange. And they know that most people don't. They know that right. most people aren't going to care as long as they have a glass of water in front of them right then. And who cares if it has lead in it? As a matter of fact, let me tell you something. Before, and you can quote me on this, but before Flint actually switched over to the Flint River, They
hold
were
on,
drinking.
Doc, hold on one sec. Doc, hold on one sec. We got to go to a commercial break because this is important, what you're talking about, and they really have to get this. Listen, we're going to go to a commercial break on Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Dr. Hawkins is there. Brother Davis is going to continue, you know, his interview with Dr. Hawkins. And Doc, you're more than welcome. I'm pretty sure, you know, just it's so important, the information that you're bringing. And we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue where we stand with Brother Davis, and Doc Hawkins has called in. And this is something that you all need to hear and need to know. And there are things, the most important thing is, as always said, there are things that you can do about what you know. Brother Davis said that in the beginning of the show, and that is true. Where you stand and where you're going is the key to everything else. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick three commercial breaks. You're listening to us and Doc Hawkins and Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody. We're glad you're back. We have the opportunity to have some very insightful information available to us tonight. This is a perfect opportunity for you to understand the concept of tonight's show. Where do you stand? We have one of the great minds of our time, right, available to us tonight, and we're trying to tap into it, him, so he can give us at least a general idea of how to position ourselves to be able to set up a defense in a situation that may look to be very, very, very overwhelming. But that is the most important part about understanding about where you stand. Dr. Hawkins, you had mentioned earlier that a lot of the bottled water that people are buying now also contains lead. Now, we understand this water is shipped all over the United States easily and maybe even parts of the world. So this is beyond diabolical. This plan literally is sinister. And in the situation that we're in as an individual, what would you suggest they do other than buy lead strips to test the water where they are? Could they literally take upon themselves to be the Paul Revere in the area that they are in order to get the message out? Or should they be getting small groups together and passing it out as time allows? Of course, everybody has schedules. So we're open up to any positive information or direction that you could offer them that could take them into a hands-on situation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the first things that I would stress again and again is that you need to form coalitions or at least groups in your committee or within your communities, and you need to go to the city. You need to start putting pressure on those lying politicians. All right, again, it is your tax dollars that are keeping the water treatment facilities in your city and town afloat, right? So if you're the ones paying for it, then you should be the ones deciding what type of methods are used. And the truth is, those people who are touting the drinking water is safe, and I'm on record saying this, but when Snyder came out and said, hey, listen, the water is safe to drink, what the people should have said, what we should have said as a collective unit, is prove it. You lead by example. You drink the water right now. You know, drink it on TV, you know, for the world to see. And, you know, you said you would allow your children to bathe in it. Great. Let us see that. Let us see that. Let us see you drink this water. You know, and I guarantee things would have straightened up and fried right. It's about asking the right questions and, more importantly, knowing the answers and implementing a strategy to allow you to get to the next level. But yeah, this is a worldwide phenomenon. I mean, I'm on record stating this for at least 6-7 years. You know, it's a worldwide phenomenon. So when you have all these major bottling companies, you know, that does ship worldwide, and their water is tainted with lead, it makes you think that they are part of the plot.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we set up our own purification plants, at least even backup plants in our communities, is beyond me.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Now, that would mean that everybody is going to have to dig deep and knuckle down in order to be able to meet the need of the community in which they live, or collaborate with other communities that live in close corners to you and be able to come with a plan in which you could set up a centralized system so it at least can be able to meet a percentage of the need of the communities that are there. So as we look at this here for what it truly is, we have to understand that the only help we have is each other, because it's evident that the politicians and corporations are well aware of this and literally are the people who are implementing this in our communities. What do you think?
I say that's absolutely spot on. And again, if this doesn't scare black men into action, I don't think nothing will, man. And I use that word deliberately, scared, because when you look at the situation and you realize how many children are dying, listen to me, lead, when you get lead in your system, the mainstream admits you're not getting it out. It's permanent damage. It's worse than being autistic, right? And I've had women, single mothers send me photographs and videos every day of their children. As a matter of fact, pastors and reverends and others there, heads of churches and businesses send me pictures as well. It's a heck of a lot worse than what we're hearing about on TV. It really is. It's so evil and corrupt that most people are afraid to even look at it. Even some of the people in Flint right now. And I've had a conversation with a young lady there, gorgeous young lady, two children, and she's so afraid that she won't even stay home and take care of her children, basically. She's out in the clubs. She's out in the clubs, y'all. Fear will make people do some strange things. She knows that, you know, the government's basically telling people no one's coming to help you. She has two children. She's dependent upon government assistance. Now the water, she has a $250 a month water bill that she can't pay, and the water, she can't even use the water. So, and on top of that, they're talking about taking her children because she can't pay the water bill. You know? So what is she supposed to do? And then there's no black men that really stand up for them and set the record straight. So, I mean, heck, I mean, don't be surprised if you know, conditions get a lot worse. Don't be surprised.
Well, I will actually, when I think about the overall problem, we're not even talking about people who are in controlled environments that are totally helpless, like incarceration. Those brothers that are incarcerated are totally helpless. they have to be at the submission of whatever water line or supply that they supply. And the sad part about it is their children that are out here now become the children of the community. So we have to see ourselves as a community if we are going to save who we are for the generations to come. Because the magnitude of this damage that lead does, as my studies have told me, this is generational. Would you like to speak on that, Doctor?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, there's good news. There's good news. There are technologies that could help. And that a particular neurosurgeon and I agree that they could actually reverse a lot of the damage. But these technologies deal with what are known as frequency codes. All right. So in other words, you go beyond cellular healing and regeneration. You go beyond molecular healing and you go straight to the atomic healing, you know, with the frequency codes, liquid crystals and things of this nature. So there is help. You know, I have such devices that could do the job. We've been talking to the right individuals. There's a team of natural physicians there right now doing their thing, implementing homeopathy and electropuncture as well as other chelation type therapy to assist in this manner. But again, the good news is that the damage, a lot of it can be reversed. And we will soon find out within the next few days.
Okay, now to my audience, I want you to understand what the doctor is giving you on the level of wording that he's used to is he's taking us from a physical regeneration process to the metaphysical generation aspect of that process and those things and tools that can be used to help speed up the death process. Does that sound anywhere close to right, doctor?
Yeah, it is. You got to remember, for example, molecules make up cells. All right. Molecules make up cells and atoms make up molecules. So we are going into a higher vibrational state, in terms of healing the blueprint of the physical body or what some may term as the etheric double and even the astral body. And I know that may sound, you know, a bit out there to some people, but there's, scores and scores and scores of hardcore science to back this up. It's just the information's been suppressed. And now, these individuals, as well as their buck dancers that have, sat back and allowed this catastrophe to take place have so much egg on their faces that they're willing to work with people with real solutions. Just the other day, I was asked, by state representative, if I would actually work with the federal government, if they provided certain resources to help me, with our program, which was, you know, very surprising to me. But one thing that I am at liberty to say right now, taking it a step further, is that from what I have heard, and I've heard this from people who actually was there at the White House. This is what they do for a living. It's claimed that they're going after these people. If you're not going to see it on the news, there's not a whole lot of that right now, but you can bet your bottom dollar they are going after these people.
Well, that's good. That's a bright side in this circumstance.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's something that, has to be done and it should be done. You know, just because it should be doesn't mean that it always is. But this is a case where it should be and it needs to actually come to light. And we're actually able to see some of the fruits of that. Because that question, if you could briefly tell us without giving away too much that you don't want to, because, you know, timing is everything. And it's at a critical time that we're at now in order to bring about some of the real solutions, because this is not just about, as I think you would agree, this is not just about cleaning up some water. It's not just about cleaning up Flint's water. It's about the overall humanity and the ability to survive physically and spiritually and harmonically at the core. with that, Doc, what is some of the institutional support that you're getting? But I know that the real support that you really care about and that you're really trying to galvanize and to get into a collective prudence standpoint is the everyday person who is being affected by this. Tell our listeners and just speak to that for a moment. What type of institutional support that you're getting that you can disclose now? And what is the most important support that is needed that you think is the most critical of it all?
Well, I would have to say that definitely the people,
right,
the grassroots organizations and et cetera, are very highly important to this endeavor. But also, as it stands right now, I've received a lot of support from a few MDs, neurosurgeons. I've received support from guys who actually work for NASA as civil engineers, and U.S. Marine contractors and EPA contractors. And you know, this folk just started coming out of the blue, offering help and services. And it really kind of, it caught me off guard because, you know, at this level, when you think of an entire city that's been poisoned and no one's batted an eye for 2 years, and then all of a sudden people come out of the woodwork saying, hey, you know, we want to help you fix this problem. You sort of, you know, you're in limbo about them wanting to help you. You don't know if they're really agents or if they mm-hmm. genuinely have, you know, concerns for the people. And thank goodness, the latter has proven to be true. I've been contacted by white civil engineers who were absolutely horrified. And I mean, really upset, even more so upset than a lot of black folk that I've talked to about this that's been going on in Flint. And they've offered technical support to help install the filters, to help with the PowerPoint presentations, to spread the word on radio and things of this nature. And of course, as I've stated earlier, certain statesmen, politicians, mostly, believe it or not, mostly Republican, from various states have stepped up to the plate as well and offered their assistance in smoothing out this mess.
Doc, Brother Davis here. I find that a lot of times Western medicine does not open the door to the type of insight that you're bringing into this case from your perspective. Do you think that at this point they're beginning to understand the importance of the studies and the work that you do, and that they could see this as a possible way of them being able to save aid from their face, or do they, you think they want to get this for their own personal, or get this technology for their own personal endeavors?
Well, I would say a bit of both, especially in the beginning. I was a bit put off by a certain politician who contacted me because initially, and I mean this literally, what they told me was, hey, listen, we'll go there. We'll bring some cameras with us. And we'll bring the local media. You know, that way they could see us out there with you, giving out these filters and, you know, passing out water and things of this nature. And, you know, we could save face for our party. And, hey, guess what? Dr. Hawkins blows up, you know, and you become a household name and people know who you are and things of this nature. I was put off by that because I'm thinking now, you know, my colleagues and I are playing chess here. Right? We're playing chess with these guys.
Right.
You know, let them shoot themselves in the foot, that whole thing. And here, you know, these politicians are saying, hey, listen, we want to bring the news crew and, you know, basically create this spectacle like we're sincerely trying to help the people. And, you know, they just basically wanted press coverage. I mean, this is election time. So I was put off by that. But again, thank goodness, some genuine people called me. I've done a lot of fact checking on these guys, and thank goodness there are still some good people left within various agencies across the country who really want to make a difference.
Very I tell important. You, Doc, I see in the situation that you're in, you have to be very discerning with who you're dealing with. Now, this question may appear to be a little bit brazen to some, but I have to ask this question because I think this is one of the few people to really give us a clear and honest answer. What we're talking about is photon regeneration of any diseased or ill cells in the body. And through your work, you have found a way to be able to bring the possibility of the rehabilitation of those photon cells. Is this the direction in which we're moving, Doc?
Well, in short, these systems are essentially a biophoton type of donor system, or even if you wish, you could call it an electron donor system. And there's a lot of things that have been suppressed in Western literature regarding negative voltage and health. So we got to understand then that there are a lot of systems in the body that, you know, that could go wrong. And we have to stay abreast as to the situation that we're facing in our immediate environment that can cause stress, as well as the foods that we eat. For example, if you eat food with low electrical content, you're going to get sick. It's just that simple. And as I pointed out before, the pH, potential hydrogen, really what it boils down to is electric current. It boils down to a negative current. So the technologies that my colleagues and I deal with are designed to specifically replace certain energetic, and I'm trying not to get too scientific here, but let's just say when energy diminishes in the body, and there's a number of ways that it can diminish. You can actually leak electrical voltage, just like you can leak blood through a cut or a wound. You can also leak electric voltage. You can leak electric voltage through your teeth if you have those metal fillings and things of that nature. You can literally lose electric voltage. What these systems do is replace the voltage, but they do so in a non-invasive fashion. And in thus doing, they actually clear up disease states and conditions, as well as repair bones and tendons and things of this nature, and essentially detox the body on a cellular, molecular, and atomic level.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I hope those people who are listening understand the level of information they're receiving here tonight, because a lot of what I've been teaching on Wisdom Wednesdays have been leading us up to understanding how the body functions. And where he's taking us is an in-depth inside view of how this is achieved by moving your body from the alkaline state, which is a healthy state, and what happens when your body dies, which all bodies are in an acid state of death. So this
Brother Davis, check it out. Brother Davis, pardon me, please, but you know what? Yeah. I know exactly what will help them. Why don't you tell them about your experience with the Neurophone when you and I met a few months back?
Oh, excellent. That's actually a position to put me in. That was phenomenal. That was phenomenal for me for the first time, who I consider myself a learned man. And I actually had the opportunity to finally make acquaintance. We have talked on the phone and did different things on the radio, but we had never met face-to-face. And this was an opportunity that we had. It was just a window of time. But the uniqueness of the type of people, when they come together, what they share with each other can literally be something that affects each other the rest of their lives. And I happen to have that experience with Dr. Hawkins when he turned me on to
the Neurophone.
The Neurophone, that's right. And it's interesting because what it allowed me to do, it allowed me to understand that you can hear from any part of your body. All your tissues have the ability to hear. Now, you think what I'm saying sounds a little bizarre. When you experience it,
right,
to understand that you have gone beyond your understanding of what your senses are and have been exposed to part of the true potential of what it is. And don't be offended by me making the statement, but what it is to be godlike was phenomenal, because I couldn't, it's something that I could tell you about and you could never grasp it. But if you experience it one time, you would have a total understanding of my meaning. So yes, that is, and you know what's so unique about that was I did it from several parts of my body and I was totally amazed. And it only made me realize that the path that I was on in my spiritual studies made me realize that there's a point in which the pseudosciences, and those are sciences like chemistry and that sort of thing, literally can only go to a certain point because they're not prepared for the metaphysical realm. But there are doorways to get there. And I was appreciative of being exposed to one in the company of Dr. Hawkins. Was that clear with that, Dr. Hawkins? I was trying to be as fundamental as possible.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And look, the thing is I have video of Brother David's experience. I have videoed it and I'll be releasing that soon. Because I want you to understand the level of suppression when it comes to advanced technological systems for healing the human body and helping us reach our ultimate potentials. You got to understand that these technologies are a threat to the status quo. So when it comes to water purification, these systems are several levels above and beyond the normal what a physicist would consider as normal technology in the realm of physics laboratories and such. These technologies are on a whole other level, and I wanted Brother Davis to see this for himself. Imagine being able to open a channel within yourself and you can hear literally like a bat, or you can literally hear like a dolphin or a whale. Imagine that. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And these technologies are just on a whole other level. Now, tying it back into water purification, the filters that we use that we're advocating for Flint are NASA-based water filtration systems. These systems were created for NASA, the United States Marines, the Environmental Protection Agency, DARPA, and other such organizations. They all funded funneled billions, with a B, billions of dollars into the research of these filters. And guess what? I know the inventor of the technology. I know the inventor personally. And he and I have been chopping up about this Flint incident. And this is a white gentleman, y'all. And he is more upset than just about any black person that I've talked to. He's been more upset than about 90% of the brothers and sisters that I spoke to about this. And it boggles the mind. It really does.
You know, Doc and Brother Davis, just wanted to chime in real quick from just Brother Davis' experience with some of the technology and some of the works that that Dr. Hawkins does. You know, in today's science and today's technology for the general population, this is a low frequency science that actually breeds death. And what Dr. Hawkins is actually doing, it's godlike, because we don't really realize that we are in the fullness to be able to create life, but it's been so suppressed by so many synthetic, unnatural introductions by malevolent means of other people to control us all. And this is one of the great things about what Doc Hawkins does, is that there's a difference between the science and the art and the technology of sustainability. And there's a difference between the science of control. And what Doc is talking about, and this is what is so important. That's why the right people and the support of the right people is critical, because Doc Hawkins' work is proven. And the thing is that it has to be accepted by those that would benefit the most from it, because it's an extension of what is already there for you, but you have to be able to break past what has been suppressed on you and smothered you now. And it's Doc, Brother Davis, as you already know, just from what's happening now, there's a great opportunity that our people can get back the prosperity that has been lost. And Doc and Brother Davis, you know, this is our real desire and our cause, but some people have really put a lot of time and effort into this. And you two gentlemen are exemplify that. And I just want to thank you guys for everything that you're doing. And Doc, I would ask that you speak to really quickly, not really quickly, but if anyone has any questions for Doc Hawkins, Brother Davis, you can definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pounds and hit star 61. Dr. Hawkins, what's the opportunity from this created, let's just say this created tragedy? Don't want to go too far into other things because the opportunity is so much. What are you seeing as the opportunity that our people have, and not only our people, but the general population at whole? What's the opportunity that's there because of the science that's available that you and some of your colleagues have and is proven, and what are the doors that can open up from there?
Oh, well, it's huge. I mean, there are huge opportunities because we got to understand this, and again, to zero in on Flint, you know, they don't trust the government at all on any level.
Right.
They've been through too much, man. I mean, they've been lied to at every turn. So one of the things that I hope to see, and one of the things that I know that will happen, is that we will start forming more coalitions. We will start back demanding to know where the hell our tax dollars are going, and we will start becoming much more involved in the instruction phase. As a matter of fact, in the purchasing of the technology that's used to filter the water in our community, we're going to start demanding more, and more importantly, we're going to start putting people that we know, love, and trust in the positions to take care of our water. Because as it come out, if you don't do that, look what happened. You know, so I see a whole overhaul taking place here. I mean, people aren't going to take this lying down. People aren't going to just say, oh, well, you know, the government messed up and do what Snyder is doing now and saying, well, hey, you know, we definitely want accountability and show absolutely zero accountability. The people want real accountability. Like, you committed a crime. Now, if you were to poison an individual over a period of 5 years, if you were to give them low dosages of poison every day for 5 years until you killed them, if the autopsy reveals that, they're gonna hit you with a premeditated murder case, and you are going underneath the prison, right? So why the heck should it be any different when an individual knowingly, or a group of individuals knowingly, poison 100,000 folks? Future generations, you're affecting their children and their children and their children's children. And, you know, we're going to demand more accountability. It's just that simple. But you talk about black economics, you talk about group economics, this is a prime time to actually practice it. Now is the time to actually practice it. There are many people, you know, several months ago who said, oh, well, you know, Doc, he's doing a bunch of talking, but, you know, he don't own the technology or even have an office. And they said all this kind of stuff. But you see now, you know, it's just that I'm very careful of who I let into my circle, because there are many saboteurs or would-be saboteurs who will bring your plan down if you are genuinely trying to help people. So I say that this is an opportunity for us to finally collectivize and move in one direction on this. That we could solve these issues, but we gotta be on one accord.
This is Brother Davis. I wanted to add to that, brother, because I'm gonna tell you something. One of the main problems that people fail to realize is that when they are have free will and operate in that free will, they look at their life as being normal. Okay? So therefore, they don't feel like there is a urgency in that emergency. Well, I wanted to bring to your attention that there is an urgency in this emergency. Because at the stage we are at now, we have no idea of the magnitude of people who are being affected and what the effects are and what the long-term damage will be. So literally, those of you who are thinking, well, maybe I'll look into it tomorrow, you don't have a tomorrow. That's what we're fighting for. So you got to wake you up. You got to wake your community up. You got to be a part of the solution. Because if you're not, then when we need you, you're going to be like, well, what? And we need people who are prepared to do. We are on a verge of where the impossible must be achieved. And you know, I've always said during many of my shows that you must believe you can achieve the impossible before the impossible is achievable. And guess what? We have the tools to be able to do the impossible. We just need the commitment from those people who can give us a portion, because one portion gives value. Many portions give greater value. And we need to have the greatest value of compassion put right in this circumstance right away.
So true. I totally agree, Brother Davis, Dr. Hawkins. And there is much more that you're going to hear from. Dr. Hawkins will be on Friday, this Friday, if he will be available, because the schedule is getting quite tight. If you can make it on Friday, that would be great. And we can really, really talk about some of the things that, and not only it's like Brother Davis said, we're past the point of where we just need to look at the things that are happening. Now is the time for us to respond in our own self-determining development and direction, so that we can bring a benevolent plan to overtake the malevolent plan that has been fully funded, agendized, and directed and committed to with great disciplines. And we have some of the greatest minds, the greatest people, the greatest harmonic spirits and residents of people the world has ever known. And we need to re-engage that energy in a collective direction for everyone, because the world is in this predicament because the parents have lost control of the children. And I'm talking about you as being the parents, the melanated people of this planet, being the parents of everything human living on this planet. And there's a responsibility that we need to take. And it's so, so important. And there are individuals such as Dr. Hawkins, such as Brother Davis, such as the people that come on Tando Radio Show. It's not about the individuals. It's about what is necessary for the good of it all. And this is what the great creator does, creates light for it so that it can extend its sustainability. Doc Hawkins, Brother Davis, let's take some calls from people. If you have any questions for Dr. Hawkins, for Brother Davis, now is the time to give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61 and we will definitely bring you up. Brother Davis, I don't want to interject too much on Wednesday, because this is, you know, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, and we have Dr. Hawkins in. So, by all means, Brother Davis, is, you know, back to you on however you know, whatever questions or what you think is relevant to this whole thing, because this is a very, very important show. And I'm so happy and so pleased with the direction of things, because this is what collective prudence does. This is a shared stage as far as what is necessary for our people. And these are some of the great minds and the great sacrifices and contributors to that, because these people are, they don't have to do, the gentlemen that we have and the sisters that we have, a lot of them don't have to do what they're doing. They could have given out to the system a long time ago in so many ways and so many fashions, but they choose to serve you. And I truly, truly appreciate that. So back to you, Brother Davis and Doc Hawkins. Appreciate this so much, and it's so needed for our people and the direction that we need to go.
All right, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, I first I want to encourage you. I know the problem looks magnanimous. I don't want you to fear this, because fear feeds into any problem, and it does for its purpose, not for your purpose. And you generate energy in your thought process. So if you're going to think about this, think about it in reference to the doc getting the doors open that he needs. He gets the okays that he needs. He gets the decisions made so that we can implement something that not only is going to be good for the community, but it will be good for humanity. Because, see, we are not just the victims here. Because if this literally does, as the problem is described, this is going to affect humanity far beyond our, what they call, fingerprint in time. So what we really want you to do is understand that you serve a purpose here. And the worst thing you could do is fear the problem. Because when you fear the problem, that takes your concentration away too. And you can't best serve your ability to stand. And then standing goes back to the original message of the show. Standing allows you to evaluate, make decisions, and gives you directions on which way you want to go. So at this particular time, I'd like to ask you, Dr. Hawkins, is there any little nuances you could give us that you want to bring out on Friday's show that maybe would tweak more people to go out and tell their friends so that we can get as many people listening as possible?
Do we lose that, Hawkins?
Well, we.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm back, gentlemen. I can hear you. I think I may have missed the last part of the question. So if you don't mind,
I was just saying, is there any insights that you could give us on Friday shows that the people can go out and tell their friends and family so that they can get them in on the opportunity to listen to the show and get it directly from someone who literally has a direct connection to the knowledge?
Oh, no doubt about it. Absolutely. In fact, what I can do is I can bring a gentleman on the show with me who I'm working with in Flint right now and have been for the last couple of weeks. Him and his people own a school there. A literal school. And, we're working with them and some of the others. But the one thing I can tell you is that, you know, the situation is pretty drastic when certain people within the government are willing to work with you, not under their lead, but under your lead. You know something is up when that happens. And you also know something is up when the government knows that the filters that you have can do the job. I mean, because you better bring the best to the table in order to filter out 4,000 parts per billion of lead. That is that. In other words, Flint's water right now is twice as toxic as EPA. What the EPA considers as toxic waste. So we're dealing with toxic waste on steroids there. So the Brita filters that they gave out, when they gave out those filters, you know, my team and I just sat back. We knew they were shooting themselves in the foot. We let it happen. We let them shoot themselves in the foot. But unfortunately, they deceived, a few of our brothers and sisters in the meantime, and tricked them into drinking the water that was coming through those filters, knowing that the filters, wouldn't get the lead out. So they got on national television and lied to the people. So we'll be touching on a lot of those issues. I have radio as well as television interviews coming up very soon. Hold on to your hat. we're talking major news outlets, the big boys, the mainstream. I was offered interviews with three
different news agencies. And of course, I'm going to take those and again, without overstating the plans here, we need people to get involved. We definitely need that, especially if you're a plumber and you know how to install a water filtration system. You know, we have a lot of houses to cover, almost 75,000 houses there in Flint. The water, you know, the water tanks and shipping water across the country. It's gonna be hectic, and we definitely need all the help that we can get.
Well, you know, we're here at Tando would definitely render our services here, as well as putting the word out to get as many of those plumbers and those even plumber helpers, those people who can literally come in and be a labor force in order for us to accomplish what this mission has placed upon us. One more thing I wanted to ask you, Doc, because I'm finding out that lately they're talking about putting some sort of chemical in the pipes, thinking that it would clear up the lid. What is that? What is it about?
Well, it's actually too late for that.
Right.
Now, you put the chemicals in the water to treat the pipes so that the pipes won't leach lead. But you can't wait until the pipes are absolutely corroded and already leaching lead to treat them with the chemicals. It's too late for that. They got to get rid of the infrastructure. Now, I had addressed several city council members, including the gentleman that I'll be bringing with me Friday, if he's available to speak on this matter firsthand, and others, civil engineers, scientists, water purification filter manufacturers, and the whole shebang. And, you know, these people, for the most part, are, you know, there are a lot of people there that are just looking to sell products. They're not there to actually help. They're there trying to capitalize what some would call ghetto pimping or something of that nature. They're actually pimping the ghettos now. You know what I mean? With these water filters, they're opportunistic. They're just simply trying to make a quick buck. But the people that we've been working with are, let's just say, they're on point. And forgive me for the way that I'm speaking right now, but I'm having to guard my words,
right?
Because, you know, I signed a few non-disclosure forms, you know, with the city and another organization. So I have to be careful what information that I give you right now. But let's just say, get involved, really get involved.
We can respect that, and I appreciate it. And I'm gonna tell you, we're going to do what we can here in the Davis household, and we'll be working with you as close as we can as possible. And I want to encourage everyone else that the opportunity is now. The time is now, and what needs to be done yesterday. So there's no window for you to get out and be critical of a circumstance that's literally killing us brothers and sisters. If you ever had any drop of humanity, this is an opportunity for you to spread that, because we need it. We need as much as we can. We got brothers and sisters up here who are becoming victimized because of their circumstance and because of, let's get right to the point, they live below the poverty level and they're of a dark-skinned hue. Other than that, this would not have, maybe never have happened, because you see, they left a healthy water source to introduce this intoxication into this community. So let's not forget that this is done intentionally. All right? So anybody out there who has somebody who think they may be interested or can be of a part of this, make sure they're on Friday's call. And we'll try to make sure that we can give you some sort of information to at least be able to make a contact through an email or something. But I have to admit, Dr. Hawkins, you have made this show a superb addition to the archive. And I have to admit,
thank you much.
If you're going to make a stand, this is the time to make that stand. Okay, Brother Davis, you got it.
Okay, Brother Davis, as always, thank you so much for who you are and what you're doing. This is this truly exemplifies what we should be emulating. And these brothers, Dr. Hawkins, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, all the overall callers and the participants, and you, the listeners at Tando Radio Show and at Black Talk Radio Network, this is why this was put together, why Scotty put this together. So this type of information, knowing that there were Dr. Hawkins out there, but they were actually being hidden. Their work is being hidden, because you think about what Dr. Hawkins said. The technology that he has is capable of doing filtering and purifying and make potable water, not on just this planet, but in the extraterrestrial heavens. And that is truly incredible. But I do want to say, Doc Hawkins, we had a question that someone texted me. And the question is, one second. You there, Doc?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There was a question. Here was the question. Is there any way that I can purchase the filters now? And I don't know if you want to answer that now or on Friday. How is it? Because I know there's, you know, I'm very careful in the questions that I have for you right now because of what's going on. And Brother Davis was very careful in a lot of, in everything also because, and you were equally because of how important these things are. If that's something that we need to talk about a little bit later, that's fine. But let me just tell you this about Dr. Hawkins. Dr. Hawkins will always say something to you that will require you to read between the lines and follow along. So it's sometimes it's a best interest case scenario. Sometimes you need to contact Doc Hawkins or for certain things, because you have to realize that some of these things are patented, some of the things aren't patented, some things are confidential conversations. It's so many things that are involved that we have to protect things. So I don't know, Doc, if you want to talk about that now or on Friday, but the gentleman wanted to know if they can purchase some of your products now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll definitely get into that information on Friday. Be it were, for right now, I won't go there because there's just a lot on the line, and it wouldn't right. surprise me if there were individuals right now listening to the conversation and you know, who are basically just waiting on an opportunity to do what they can do to stifle this movement. But no doubt about it, we'll provide that information on Friday. And if you're looking to purchase one of those sets of filters, you can. They include the housing. We have industrial filters. For those that are really serious, we'll share the patent numbers with you and the whole shebang and other information. But you know, like I told David earlier, in order to purify water in a space shuttle, you have to absolutely have the best filter on the planet to do so. You know, it's really that simple. These filters are literally the best, y'all. They're literally the best. So I will present that information Friday, no doubt about it.
Great. Hey, Doc, if you could do me this favor after the show, give me a call after the show, because I need to share something with you. And just wanted to make sure that I got that to you because, you know, things happen in between time. We get busy. So just if you can, give me a call after the show, because there's some things that I really need to go over with you. That's really good. So, okay, everyone, Friday. Dr. Hawkins will be on. Dr. Hawkins, how can people reach you now, or if they have some questions about, because there are other things also that you do. If people are interested in nanoparticle silver or some of the other products that you have, there's a whole litany of them that are necessary for the body to detox and also to remineralize and to actually have the body working at its most optimum form and its capabilities, which is, Doc, you know, and I know the body is able to do multidimensional functions that have been really suppressed. And we have like 5 minutes left, 2 minutes left, Doc. Just express that in the importance of taking care of our individual temples and our individual eternal spirits.
Well, the first thing I would say about that is that we need to first and foremost understand what it is that we're putting in our bodies on a daily basis. We need to understand that this, the water that we drink is either an asset or a liability, you know, in terms of our health. And we have to consider food in the same light, because, I mean, it is the same. Food is essentially water. When you boil down to it, most of it is made of water too.
Right.
Again, get with people who are serious. Get with people who are really making moves and figure out what direction that you want to go in. But I know that we need to act now. We need to act Godspeed. Now, there is a GoFundMe page. It's up right now. It's a GoFundMe/people4, the letter four, or the, rather the number four, excuse me, for Flint. People for Flint. And, you know, we have videos posted up where, you can actually, see the filters that I'm talking about, and things of this nature. But, you know, we're moving full speed ahead.
I will post that inside of Tando Radio Show's Facebook page. And Doc Hawkins, I can't wait to talk to you on and to share some of the things that's going on, because there is a bright, bright, enlightening future that's ahead of us. You know, I always live by this. On the worst day of your life, notice the setting sun, because it's rising on your bright tomorrow. And I just want to thank you and all of the listeners and Brother Davis for being a part of that great rise that we will all experience. Much love, much respect to you, Doc Hawkins. Give me a call. Okay, everyone, that's the end of the show. God willing, Friday, big, big show with Doc Hawkins. Make sure you're there. I just want to say thank you all for listening. It's never too late to get involved. Much love and much respect. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Hey,
you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing.